Foolishly, people were enamored of the glimmer of modern materialistic advancements by thinking that the Krishna consciousness movement is for less intelligent men. I am better off being busy with my material comforts, maintaining a nice apartment, family, and sex life. These people do not know that at any moment they can be kicked out of their material situation. Due to ignorance, they do not know that real life is eternal. The temporary comforts of the body are not the goal of life, and it is due only to darkest ignorance that people become enamored of the glimmering advancement of material comforts. And therefore says that the advancement of material knowledge renders a person more human because it causes one to forget his real identification by its humor.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings Jara Vidya Sam Mayar Vaibhav. This advancement of material education means advancement of the snares of the illusory energy of Krishna, Mayar Vaibhav. Because we are already enamored by the glimmer of this material world. Just like the insects are attracted by the fire, they, with great force, enter into the fire without knowing that he is going to die. His forceful entrance into the fire means his sure death. Actually, we are seeing, especially in the Western countries, these motor car civilizations, when he run on the motor car, especially with high speed, it is always he thinks that any moment danger can take place. You remember you are driving your father's car 80 miles, so I ask you, don't go so fast. So, the materialistic way of life is that we create some so-called comforts of life for temporary enjoyment, but at the same time we take the risk of so many dangerous conditions. And in Shastra it is said that this place is padang padang jada vipadang. In every state there is danger. Although we are trying to mitigate all kinds of discomforts, it is simply changing the burden from head to the shoulder. Just like a coolie carrying some burden, when he feels uncomfortable, he changes the burden from head to the shoulder. But actually, that is not mitigating the pains of burden. Similarly, we are trying to get material comforts by manufacturing or inventing so many scientific discoveries, but that is not actually getting happiness. It is simply changing the position. Exactly, you just consider in your country especially, you have got many motor cars, but riding on motor cars, how much dangerous conditions you accept. Everyone accept. So this kind of changing the course of discomfort, actually it is a place for discomfort. You cannot expect real comfort within this material world. It is a place because Krishna himself certifies this place. Dukkhalayam asasat. It is a place for miserable condition of life. Now, how you can make it a happy place? That is not first. So our attempt to make us happy, the example is given just like to take the heavy burden from head to the shoulder. That's all. Changing the place. Now, we are creating so many problems, you know. You have got many cars, many roads, but still you have to construct highways or flyways, one road after another, one road after another. Still there is congestion, still there is accident. So in this way, we cannot be comfortable. This is a vain endeavor. Durasayadi bahiratha manina. We are unnecessarily, hopelessly trying to become happy within this material world. And people, the so-called scientists, so-called advancement of material education, means, now the scientists say that they have finished their business, they have no more to discover. But the discomforts of life still is there, as it was 200 years ago. Still, I think it is more acute now than 200 years ago. So in this way, we cannot. The another example is that just like we dream something dangerous, a tiger is coming, a snake is coming. Sometimes we want to change to another sort of dream. Those have got practical experience. Dreaming another dream in dream. Similarly, our attempt, so-called attempt to become comfortable in this material world and manufacturing some ways of comfort, it is simply useless endeavor. Because such kind of artificial endeavoring will not make us happy. Real happiness is as we are trying to manufacture so many things, as Krishna says, real happiness is there. Sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekam śaraṇam. To take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Samāstitam dīpadapallabam plavam. Mahat-padam puṇya-jaso-mudāś. That is required. We have to take shelter of Mukunda. Murari Krishna, then we will be happy. Go on.
This is doomed for him because this human form of life is meant for getting out of the material contamination. By the advancement of material knowledge, people are becoming more and more entangled in material existence. They have no hope of being liberated from this catastrophe. The Bodhisattva Sutta, it is stated that Prahlad Maharaj, a great devotee of the Lord, prayed to Nrsimhadeva, the half-lion, half-man incarnation, as follows. Quote, "My dear Lord, I repeatedly pray unto your lotus feet that I may simply be stronger in devotional service. I simply pray that my Krishna consciousness may be more strong and steady, because happiness derived out of Krishna consciousness and devotional service is so powerful. And with it, one can have all the other perfections of religiousness, economic development, sense gratification, and even the attainment of liberation from material existence." A pure devotee does not aspire after any of these perfections, because the happiness derived from devotional service in Krishna consciousness is so transcendental and so unlimited that no other happiness can be compared with it. It is said that even one drop of happiness in Krishna consciousness stands beyond comparison with an ocean of happiness derived from any other activity. Thus, any person who has developed even a little quantity of pure devotional service can very easily kick out all the other kinds of happiness derived from religiousness, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation.
People are generally after four principles of happiness, being religious, being economically developed, being very good candidate for satisfying senses, and when one is frustrated, to derive any happiness from these three principles, he wants liberation, nidbhed brahmanusandha. That is also not actual happiness. Because, as I was explaining this morning, that even one merges into the Brahma effulgence after severe penances and austerity, there is chance of falling down. There is chance. Arucha kichena parang padang tata patanti. Parang pada is to merge into the Brahma effulgence existence. But from there also one falls down. As I was giving the example of many big sannyasis in the modern age, they are very learned scholars. They took to sannyas, giving up this world as false. But again, after some time, they come to politics, sociology. That means there is a fall down. Because they could not actually test the Brahma, Brahmananda, for which they sacrificed everything. So, Brahmananda is not such a thing that one will come again to this false platform, which they rejected as Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. If Jagat is Mithya, then why such exalted person who gave up everything for Brahmananda? That means they could not test Brahmananda, therefore they failed. Right?
There was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, known as Kulavetya Sridhar. He was a very poor man. He was doing a small business selling cups made from the leaves of plantain trees, and his income was almost nothing. Still, he was spending 50% of his small income on the worship of the Ganges, and with the other 50% he was somehow living. Lord Chaitanya once revealed himself to this confidential devotee, Kulavetya Sridhar, and offered him any
opulence
that he liked.
Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered this Kulavetya Sridhar and wanted to benedict him with any kinds of benediction he wanted. But he said, yeah, I'm quite happy. One day.
Sridhar informed the Lord that he did not want any material opulence. He was quite happy in his present position and wanted only to gain unflinching faith and devotion unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. That is the position of a pure devotee. If they can be engaged 24 hours each day in devotional service, they do not want anything else, not even the happiness of liberation or of becoming one with the Supreme. In the Narada Pancharatra, it is also said that any person who has developed even a small amount of devotional service doesn't share a fig or any kind of happiness derived from religiousness, economic development, sense gratification, or the five kinds of liberation.
Dharmatha kama moksha samaya pratiksha mukti mukulika anjali sevati asma. For a devotee, mukti is not a thing aspirable, because as it is stated by Billamangal Thakur, mukti is trying to serve the devotee with folded hands. Because a devotee is already liberated. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyayakal. A pure devotee who is constantly engaged in devotional service, the maya cannot touch. He is already liberated. So, what he has got to ask from the liberty, he hasn't got to ask. Anywhere a devotee lives, he is liberated. That is the statement of Srila Rupa Goswami. Iha dasya hare dasi karmana manasavacha. Anyone who is simply engaged in the devotional service of the Lord by his activities, karmana, by his mind, and by his words, such person is always liberated in any condition of life. He has a Sahariyadas. Simply, we have to engage ourselves in the devotional service of the Lord. Then, Maya Netan Taranti, one who has surpassed the boundaries of Maya, he is the bird. He is already the bird. Why he should aspire after liberation? He is already the bird.
Any kind of happiness derived from religiousness, economic development, liberation, or sense gratification cannot even dare to enter into the heart of the pure devotee. It is stated that as the personal attendants and maid servants of the queen follow the queen with all respect and obeisances, similarly, the joys of religiousness, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation follow the devotional service of the Lord. In other words, the pure devotee does not lack any kind of happiness derived from any source. He does not want anything but service to Krishna. But even if he should have another desire, the Lord fulfills it without the devotee's asking.
Yes. Generally, a devotee is annavilasita sunnam, jnana karmadhanabhitam. He simply engages to serve the Lord as he desires. That's what Arjuna did. Other things follow. Just like a child who takes shelter of the father without any demand, the father sees to his necessities of life. Yoga Kshemam Baham. Krishna, one who is fully surrendered unto Krishna and is engaged in his devotional service, he would see what is the necessity of his life, what does he require. Yoga Kshemam Baham. This is the process.
Awareness of pure devotional service. In the preliminary phase of spiritual life, there are different kinds of austerities, penances, and similar processes for attaining self-realization. However, even if an executor of these processes is without any material desire, he still cannot achieve devotional service. And aspiring by oneself alone to achieve devotional service is also not very helpful, because Krishna does not agree to award devotional service to merely anyone. Krishna can easily offer a person material happiness or even liberation, but he does not agree very easily to award a person engagement in his devotional service.
This is very confidential. To attain Krishna's service, that is not so easy. You can get liberation if you want from Krishna. Krishna can give very easily, or any material opulence. Give engagement in devotional service, that requires very sincerity, as it is stated by Rupa Goswami, Annari Lasita Sunnam. People generally go to temple and churches for mitigating some material wants. Generally, people go to Krishna mitigate some material distresses or what he is in need of money. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, he went to Krishna, he went to worship Krishna under the instruction of his mother in the forest with a desire to achieve the kingdom of his father, or better kingdom than his father. That was his aspiration. But later on, when he actually met the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said, my dear Lord, I have no other aspiration. I am completely satisfied. Shamin kitha thosni barang najas. So this is the advantage of worshipping Krishna. Even one has got some material desires, that material desires will be fulfilled. At the same time, he shall become a pure devotee, just like Dhruva Maharaj became. He went to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fulfilling his material desires. But because he engaged himself in severe austerity and penances for having darshan or seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he saw him actually, he forgot all his material desires. That is the advantage. We need not go to any other demigod for fulfilling our material desires. Akama sarvakama va moksha kama udarodhi. Pibri na bhakti yogi na jajita paramantus. Even if your material desires, still you take shelter of Krishna. Krishna will fulfill your material desires and at the end will give shelter at his lotus feet. This is the advantage of devotion and service. Whereas if you worship other demigods, you may get some temporary benefit, but at the end the benefit will be finished, he will be finished, and the demigod who has given you the benediction, he will also finish. Antabhattufalam tesha tada bhavati alpamedhasa. Therefore, the conclusion is, even if we have got material desires, generally a devotee has no material desire, a pure devotee, anna vilasita sunnam. But even one has got some material desires to fulfill, if he worships Krishna, that desires will be fulfilled, at the same time, he will get shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord. This is at bhakti.
Devotional service can, in fact, be attained only through the mercy of a pure devotee. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, quote, by the mercy of the spiritual master, who is a pure devotee, and by the mercy of Krishna, one can achieve the platform of devotional service. There is no other way. The rarity of devotional service is also confirmed in the Tantra Shastra, where Lord Shiva says to Sati, my dear Sati, if one is a very fine philosopher, analyzing the different processes of matter, he can achieve liberation from the material entanglement. By performance of the ritualistic sacrifices recommended in the Vedas, one can be elevated to the platform of pious activities, and thereby enjoy the material comforts of life to the fullest extent. But all such endeavors can hardly offer anyone devotional service to the Lord, not even if one tries for it by such processes for many, many thousands of births.
You cannot achieve the platform of devotional service by karma-kanda and jnana-kanda processes. Therefore, Natamdas Thakur sings, karma-kanda, jnana-kanda, sakali visarbhan, amrita bolya jiva khai, nana-jani dhaman kare, kadajya bhakkhan kare, tar janma adhapate jaya. So, jnana-karma-dhanabhita, devotional service, should not be contaminated by jnana-kanda karma-kanda, by creative activities or mental speculation. Devotional service should be taken exactly in the line of the great authorities, just like our sampradaya, Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya. They are following Rupanuga, Siru Raghuna Bhattaraguna, Sijir Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghuna. Each five Gosais are Padmitas. We have to follow the principles of these six Gosains. That will make us happy. Otherwise, if we adopt the ritualistic ceremonies, Subha Parma, Samma Subha Kriya Mati Pramat, if we take devotional service as one of the pious activities, Subha Kriya, that is offense. We should not take devotional service of chanting of Hare Krishna mantra equal to some Vedic pious activities, ritualistic ceremony. That is of offense. We should simply follow the path that is also Vedic. But because we cannot select Vedeshu Adurlava, if we study Vedas independently, without going through the lines chalked out by the six Goswamis, then we will be misled. Vedeshu Durlava. Adurlava Atma Bhakto. These Goswamis, they were personal devotees of Lord Krishna. Their eternal associates of the Lord. Therefore, if we follow their principle, our success is guaranteed. But if we take to the Vedic ritualistic ceremony without any reference to the path chalked out by the Goswami, it will not be possible to be successful. Devotional service is not dependent on subha-subha karma. It is simply dependent on the mercy of Krishna and his devotees. Guru Krishna kripa pai bhakti lata. Guru Krishna kripa. Naishan vati stavaduru kramangi. Mahi asan padur yogi sitam. Niskin chanalang navrnitaya. Unless we surrender to the lotus feet of a pure devotee, it is not possible to come to the platform of devotional service. That is the error. We cannot taste the honey within the bottle. The bottle must be opened by the spark. If you simply lick up the bottle, if we think now you are tasting honey, that is not the proper way. We should get the bottle opened by the expert, and when it tests within the bottle, then actually. Similarly, devotional service without the door being opened by the devotee, we cannot enter into the region. Guru Krishna Kripaya Bhakti Lata. Therefore, the process is as recommended by Srila Rupa Goswami. You must select, you must accept the Guru, his coming in parampara system. Evang parampara pratam, evang raja chaya vidu, sampradaya. That is recommended. We have got Vaishnava sampradaya, four sampradaya. Ramanuja sampradaya, Matha sampradaya, Nimbata sampradaya. So, intelligent person should select Guru from these sampradayas and follow his instruction, then the path of devotional service will be very easily opened. This is it. Yes, Prabhu?
In the Srimad-Bhagavatam, it is also confirmed by Prahlada Maharaj that merely by personal efforts, whereby the instructions of higher authorities, one cannot attain to the stage of devotional service. One must become blessed by the dust of the lotus feet of a true devotee who is completely free from the contamination of material desire.
Yes, Niskin Chanala. The devotee, you have to select a guru who is Niskin Chanala. Niskin Chanala means who has no more anything materially desired. Just finish. The another verse, Tasmat Gurum Prabhadita Jigyasu Sayutamam Shabdi Parecha Nishnatam Brahmani Upasamasram. One who has accepted the lotus feet of the Lord, Brahmani Upasama, he has finished the material desires. No more material desires. Niskin, that is called Niskin. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Niskin chanasya bhagavad bhajanon mukas. Bhagavad bhajanon, no. Those are actually desiring to be entered into the path of devotional service. Must be Niskin chan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niskin chanasya bhagavad bhajanon mukas. Parana parana jigimiso bhavasagas. Bhagavad bhajan means to go on the other side of the ocean of nishan, not in this material world. Anyone who is desiring to be promoted to the heavenly planet, sargalok, janalok, mahalok, kapalok, brahmalok, there are so many higher planetary systems. But a Bhagavad Bhakta devotee knows that they are unnecessary. Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravatyam. again we have to come back. Chini punni puno mattulu, conditioned. So, this botheration is not very much liked by the pure devotee. Pure devotee does that. Even if he offers such, of course, a pure devotee never offers such material benefits, because Krishna said, the pure devotee, after giving up this body, tapta dehang punarjanma means. Punarjanma means to take birth in one of the planets, or in one of the species of out of 8,400,000 species of life. That is called punarjanma. But the devotees who are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, they do not mind even there is birth again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Janmani Janmani Bhavata Bhakti Rahituki. So even there is birth, that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Chita Janama Ho Jathatva Das. My dear Lord, if you like that I shall take birth again, so kindly give my birth in a place where there is your devotee. That is what. Bohirmukh Brahma Janme Nahi Marat. And if I become non-devotee and take my birth as Lord Brahma, I don't want. Let me become an insect in the house of a devotee. This is the aspiration. The same thing is explained here. Yeah. Because without the benediction of a pure devotee, it is not possible to enter into the path of devotion and service. Thank you very much.